This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It is Thursday, 14th April 2022. How are you? Okay, so it's what they call Holy Thursday in Christendom. That's the Thursday before Good Friday, which is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Good Friday. Then we have Saturday. Oh, is it Holy Saturday? I think I'm mixing it up. Anyway, Sunday is Easter Sunday. Monday, Easter Monday. So the last working day for some people will be today. And then they will return to work on Tuesday. That's fantastic. Enjoy your time with your family and friends. But here, we're public servants, so we will be here, of course, to keep you informed. My name is Enoch Bavir, we're Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Good morning. A few days ago, Monday exactly, we got a report from the Port Harcourt Correctional Center. Something had happened. I haven't experienced that since I came to Port Harcourt 9 years ago. So, an inmate died at the Port Harcourt Correctional Center after a fight broke out during... something went wrong. I mean, it has to be something really huge. But the command sent in a document, you know, and what the document said was that the riot was as a result of the death of an inmate. So how did the inmate die? That's the first thing. According to the report from the spokesperson, a senior inmate was disciplining a junior inmate, and then the person dies, and of course it became a free for all. We heard that some of those that were injured or shot at were taken to the hospital for medical attention. And I start to wonder, is there such a thing as a senior inmate and a junior inmate? We know that these things happen based on how long you've been there, or perhaps maybe how dangerous you are as a person and how much connections you have, and dangerous as well. So that's the thing. But then what is the offense of this junior inmate that gives the senior inmates the audacity to discipline the junior inmate? What kind of disciplinary measure was he taking, or maybe whoever was doing that, that could have led to the death of the inmate? And throughout that time, because death is not I slap you, you fall. There must have been something that went on for an extended period of time. In that time, where were the prison officials? What were they doing? Because it was after the death that it became like the Wild Wild West. Everyone went crazy. That was day one. Day two, people that were supposed to be taken to the courts were not taken from that correctional center. Why? The correctional center said they would not release any inmates because of the incident that happened the day before. So they were told to pick a new date. I mean, this has to be the most disturbing thing that we've heard, aside from the usual things that, you know, the prison authorities do, you know, that we've heard come out from the correctional center. My guest will join me in a bit to explain how this is even possible in the first place. How it is that somebody in a prison who is an inmate has the power to discipline a newer inmate, and where were the prison authorities at that time, to the point that it led to death, and then the other guys started, you know, maybe protesting, revolting, and then they called it a riot. Okay, somebody said lawyers will tell you that there's seniority at the bar, and Uncle Frank will say there's also seniority behind bars. But this is a serious matter, because I start to think, the person that was killed, who was this person? Was he due for release, perhaps? Was he one of those that was wrongfully arrested? What really was the state of his own case, you know, before this happened? And then what now happens after this? What now happens? Would he be swept under the carpet? Or would the person who killed him be taken to court now for a fresh offense of, you know, murder? These are some of the issues that we'll look at on the show this morning. My name is Enoh Gbevirwa at Nigerian for Port Harcourt. On Facebook at Nigerian for PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. If you've been in there and you understand the synergy thing and perhaps you understand how this could have happened, it would be nice for us to hear from you. Ugu Ojone Justice has written in on WhatsApp. WhatsApp number 08090306416, and he's asking a question. And how does the prison authority categorize the seniority of the inmates? Does the seniority justify the death of another inmate? Please, the prison authority needs to come to the studio to disclose the identity of the inmate that has died. Maybe it's a first-come, first-served basis. Maybe it's your crime is bigger than the other person's crime basis. I'm not sure, but I'm sure that my guest who works with, you know, the prison service and the inmates would know something that I do not know. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009. Good morning.
Good morning, Enoh.
You're on. Have you been there before?
My name is Akantu. I'm from the prison. I think I've been captured in a not ordinary the police custody. We are also had an experience like that. Enoh, do you know that in the ordinary police cell or custody, we have the GOC. The GOC is the general commanding officer, the man in charge of that cell, whom the senior police officer or the DPO or the area commander or the IPO in charge of that station will not bestow so much power to. Even when you bring food for an inmate in a police custody, I'm talking about police custody that are not being in the prison yard or correctional center, the food must pass through the GOC. The GOC will not receive the food. The GOC now be in charge of the food. Even the particular inmate, the food will have been ordering the food is meant for, will not eat the food. Even when the inmate will be shouting in his death, that help you come on, that they will not listen to the inmate, they will rather listen to GOC, that the commanding officer. And in that cell, we also have a proposal. In this cell, we also have a IPO, the man that will discipline the area or any person that measures in the cell. So let me take a cue from the ordinary cell and the police custody. That is exactly what is happening in correctional center, where the warden or the correctional center officer will not listen to under the newer image. You know that when a new image comes to a correctional center or police custody, the GOC will not man and do the new image, man and do. It will be crying. It will use lighter. I have been in ZPID, Moscow Road, where I had issue before with the former council chairman of Kano local government, where they arrested me to Moscow Road. You know my experience. The GOC now will use lighter. Lighter without light, and not use on me. I was shouting, no person, no police officer will come to arrest. So that is exactly what happened in correctional center. It is happening. It is happening. It will still happen to them. So that was my experience, Enoh. Thank you and God bless you.
All right, thank you for calling. My guest is here. Good morning to you, sir. You're welcome. Nasiru Ibiloye, Access to Freedom, to Freedom International. You are the founder. What have you found about the incident that took place on Monday?
I met the prison authorities yesterday, and I asked them what happened. And they said there was a fracas between some people, and one person died. That was what they told me. And the sympathizers of the person that died started riots in the prison yard. And that was what happened on that day. People took advantage of that situation and wanted to escape. And that's where you got those gunshots thing. That's what happened that day.
That's the official position.
Yeah. That's what I was told.
Yes, that's your official position.
Yes.
Then. But you didn't find any other thing?
No. I got a different story.
Let's hear it.
The different story is that in the prison yard, in the cell, a guy was punished.
Punished by whom?
By another cell, somebody in the cell.
Inmates?
Yeah, an inmate in the cell. And the person died. So the sympathizers of the person are the people who rioted that day.
Okay, did you?
And the sympathizers of the persons are like the relation, maybe we are from the same tribe and things like that.
Okay, so did you find out what kind of punishment? Because I've been trying to wrap my head around.
No, I did not.
What kind of punishment would have led to a person's death?
Anything can lead to a person's death. If he's maltreated, maybe he has some disease in his body, maybe suffering from asthma, and maybe you put him in a place where he cannot breathe well, can lead to his death. But I will not tell you categorically what led to the man's death.
Okay, so...
I don't know.
I know you work with, the correctional center. Mm. This seniority thing, does it also show a weakness in the part of, or maybe complicity in the part of the prison service? Because one of the accounts we got was that it was a senior inmate that punished a junior inmate, and someone just called in and said he had been in a cell and that these things do happen.
We hear it happened. The warder will not stay in the cell with them.
Mm.
There has to be some management in the cell.
Senior prefect?
So it will be sanity in their cell.
So when we are adults, so if you put children together, there's a normal noise of we are playing, right?
Mm.
Then there's a noise of something is going wrong. Then there's a noise of help. So when the sound starts to change, what are the wardens supposed to do?
They are supposed to check what happened, what's happening. That's what a warder is supposed to do. But sometimes we don't hear noise. All this noise will not be there. I won't blame the warders here for what has happened, in the sense that maybe the man was kept somewhere, he was dying quietly, and he died.
Kept by.
So I will not. Yes, I will not categorically tell you the fault of a warder here. I will not say.
What that also means is that they're not in total control of what happens in the prison.
No, in the cell.
In the cell,
yes,
now, because
a warder does not stay in the cell.
Yeah, but you check.
It stays at the surrounding of the cell, and we don't even know when, what time this incident happens.
Okay, hold on. But
if it's in the night.
Possibly in the night. But
yes.
Aren't they supposed to check? Is it at night time, everybody's sleeping, nobody walks around to check if anything is going wrong?
No, they might be going around the cell. From the story I heard, I don't think the warders were in total control of that incident. From the story I heard.
What does that go to show? Because you would think that that is some sort of safe place for those who, may have committed crime and they are doing the time.
It is supposed to be a safe place. It's supposed to be the safest place for anybody who has committed a crime. But there's a lot of things that go on in the prison yard. Even the warders do not have control of them. I have the opportunity to discuss with some prisoners. There are some people who are above the law in the prison. And the people, what you just do with them is just to ensure that they are okay, so that law and order will be in the place. A man who has so much power can cause commotion in the whole prison. And you know that in the prison is a correctional center. If anything
supposed to be a correctional center.
If it is, it's a security center too. If any small thing happens, it's going to cause a lot of fracas. People will use that opportunity. Want to do something, want to escape, some wish of opportunity to want to scale the wall. A lot of things can happen.
To kill the enemy.
Even this one that happened, this is a riot.
Yeah.
But people are using that opportunity to want to run away.
I mean,
now, let us look at what I want to also look at. What are the reasons for this jailbreak?
No, that was not the first, that was a resultant effect. Real thing that happened was the person was killed.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's where we should actually start from. Why was the person killed? Why did it happen? But apparently, we're not going to find out if they don't speak.
If they don't speak, yes. But we have, what we should look like, what is the position of the law when this happens? I'm a lawyer, so I'm going to speak on the side of the law. I won't speak on the side of security matter now.
All right. We'll hear that side of the law. Of course, we're interested in it as well, but let that commercial play. When I joined for Port Harcourt, an inmate was killed on Monday, and then there was a riot, and then the correctional center said some people tried to escape. We're talking on IGN for Stay Tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. We're looking at the riots that took place at the Port Harcourt Correctional Center on Monday following the killing of an inmate. The message here. My name is Enogwe. If you have my guest with me in the studio, he works closely with, you know, the prisons. Nasiru Ibiloye. He's also a lawyer, by the way. He says somebody sent a message. Said someone in prison is in prison as punishment for a crime he or she committed. Okay, and inmates are being subjected by fellow inmates. On what account or on whose authority is that? So if an inmate is being punished, on whose authority is he being punished? Anonymous, too many issues here. Firstly, criminal negligence, corruption and incompetence on the part of the officers of the prison service. Correctional service. Secondly, overcrowding is also a major negative factor in these facilities. Attempted jailbreaks in any case of disorder or protest, a common trend everywhere in the world. I was talking to the lawyer a while ago, and he said there are over 4,000 inmates.
Yes.
And I know we've been on this for a while, overcrowding, how they're supposed to reduce the numbers and all that. But you were talking about a new law. What is it called?
Is it Prison, Nigerian prison, let me just get the actual law. It's Nigerian Correctional Service Act 2019.
All right. So in this scenario now, what does it say about when something like this happens?
When something like this happened, the superintendent, which is the deputy controller of prison, we report the incident to the controller of prisons of the state. The controller, in turn, will send a message to the Controller General of Nigeria, who, in turn, will send a message to the minister in charge of Interior. The Controller General, Deputy Controller General, will also report the incident to the police, to the court, about what has happened, and call the next of kin of the person who had died. Now, by section 32 of the Act, it says if the death is caused by a prison or prison staff, maybe a warder, or it's as a result of negligence, the section 32 of the law provide for what they should do.
Okay.
And he said the man will be entitled to compensation.
Okay.
Will be entitled to compensation, and they will take care of the burial. But
as a correctional center.
The correctional center. The man will be entitled to compensation from the family of the man who had died. But where the provision is two-sided. One is for a man who is dead, or a man who has grievous bodily harm that has been caused by maybe an authority in the prison. That man will take care of his hospital bills. If he's dead, they'll pay the burial, they'll take care of the burial right, and apart from that, pay compensation to the family of the man. That is the procedure. But in this one, that is not a prison official. that's caused this thing. The man who has caused it, if he's an individual, even though he's convicted or he's awaiting trial, it can still be reported to the police and a new fresh charge can be made against him. Because he has committed a crime. It doesn't matter that he has been convicted for one crime or is awaiting trial on another crime. Crime is crime. The more he commits crime, the more he's taken to court for that particular crime. He will pay for that crime he has committed.
But this matter of overcrowding in the prisons, this law, does it even, you know, talk
no,
about
the,
it?
The law is a very good law. It's a good law if it's implemented. The law was passed in 2019. And 2019, I don't think they are using this law effectively. If they are using this law, a lot of the congestion in the prison will not be there.
How does it take care of that?
Good. There are provisions where when an inmate is brought into the prison and the prison is full. Section 12, sub 4. So when the custody has exceeded its capacity, the state controller shall, within a period not exceeding 1 week, notify the CJ of the state, the Attorney General, and Prerogative of Mercy Committee, State Criminal Justice Committee, and any other relevant body like the CP. Now, when upon receipt of that notification, the notified person shall, within a period of not exceeding 3 months, take necessary steps to rectify the overcrowding. Now, the state controller, in conjunction with the superintendent, shall have the power to reject more intake of inmates where it is apparent that the correctional center in question is filled to capacity. Okay. So there are this facility. When they bring them, you can say, no, I'm not taking them. All these things will go around to watch other wrong steps that have been taken. Right. Everybody will now be cautious that this prison is not a dumping ground anymore. If you bring it and its full capacity, won't take. And the capacity of that prison is about, like I last time I came here, it's 803.
So I'm checking a document online. They're saying that it's, at that time, April last year, 4,633 inmates are there. And the capacity is 1,044. So it's 444% overcrowded.
Yes.
Okay.
New cells have been built. So that's why the capacity has gone up.
Yes. Since April last year?
Yes. New cells have been built, yes.
And they've moved people in there?
Mm.
Hmm. So you're saying that if they bring a person or persons and the center says it's full, then they take them back to the police station.
Where you brought them from? You take them back there.
We'd also check this issue of, you know, incessant arrest and unnecessary detentions.
Yes, it will. It will. Last time I came here, I was saying that if the police take their matters straight to DPP without the court, and DPP advised them whether the matter should go to a magistrate court or the person should be exonerated or the person should be charged to court, the police will be cautioned on people they are keeping in their cell. The police have a dumping ground. That's how they can collect and go and dump. They collect and go and dump. So if those things are there, before you arrest a person, you will now want to know, you want to investigate the matter properly and see whether the person has committed the crime. If he has not committed the crime, you let him go quickly so that your cell will not be full to capacity. The police cells are not full to capacity, like the prison. The prison is always a dumping ground for anybody.
I'm seeing a document that was filed in December. DPP in Rivers State saying that police can directly refer files to his office under the new administration of criminal justice law. Okay. Let's take some calls, questions at this time. Good morning. I was in prison awaiting trial. It's the way the British designed it. It's divide and rule because of the amount of inmates and number of inmates. The prison warders can't police the whole prison, and so they use inmates and grant them some privileges. Each cell has a provost who reports to the authorities. His privileges are removed if he misbehaves. Armstrong sent that in. Texas, I'm not surprised by the insinuations of your guests implying the prison wardens don't have control of the Port Harcourt prisons. We've heard of We've heard the prison was built pre-independence to hold a maximum of roughly 1,500. It's about actually 1,000. Did I hear them say 4,000? Over 4,000 inmates have been detained there, awaiting trial. Those that have been convicted are all there. Says that's five times above installed capacity. How can they have control? Please ask your guest if it is only convicts and only those remanded in prison custody by the court, either they're standing trial or following court arraignments, are the ones currently in the prison cells.
Look, you know, prisons, they have visitors. They bring some people from other prison for security reason.
Okay.
And those are, they call them, I forgot the name they call them, but they have a particular name they call them. They bring them from outside the station, outside other facility to that facility for security reason.
Okay.
And those are part of the numbers.
Okay. Mm. So we have awaiting trial.
Yes.
We have convicted ones.
Yes.
Standing trial too.
No, I forgot the name you called it.
No. I'm talking about, aside those people you mentioned, so those in the prisons, are those who are awaiting trial?
And convicted.
And convicted.
Yes. Those who have been convicted and awaiting trial.
But if a trial is ongoing, aren't they still in the prison?
That's awaiting trial now.
Okay, so it's, yeah. Okay.
Awaiting trial is, trial continue, but okay. That's the name we'll give
okay.
to it.
So that's it. Mm. Okay. Says, we've heard fathers often detain the young men dating their daughters without their consent. Mm. Ben said, the stratified activities of the senior, intermediate and junior inmates appoint us to the incorrect things within a supposed correctional facility. Can your guest please list all or some of those things that happened there? He's not an inmate. Oh my, he's not an inmate. Says he has also heard that there's some sexual perversion there. Have you heard of any such?
I would not say that on air.
Okay. All right. Let's leave it there. 0817-923-0002. We'll take questions. Good morning.
Good morning, Madam Eno.
Morning.
Yes, my name is David West, ATN Nigeria. This morning, I call you from the city of Yenagoa.
Go on.
Yeah, in the first place, the way in which the correctional centers is being structured is also a problem to us. And I know too well that in the correctional centers, there is also another government inside there within the inmates. Either you are very muscular, you are strong, or you have been there for a very long time, you automatically become the GOC or the president. And we should also take note that because of the benefits or what people gain from being GOCs, they mutiny each other's government. They topple the government of maybe a former GOC. Are you aware that inside the prison, somebody can raise as much as 1 million naira from cell shows people pay? As you come in as a fresher, you must pay money. Some of these DOCs, or president as they call them, raise a lot of money in there to do their case, or sometimes even pay themselves. And if you also understand too, because of this money these people make, some people immediately after their set free from the prison. When once they come out to the outside world again, they commit another crime to run back to the prison to go assume the same GOC's office. And also the privilege is sometimes given to these prisoners, which even the workers, they know that it's illegal. Tell me, why should somebody in the correctional center be using cell phone? You see somebody in the correctional center using cell phone as if he's walking freely on the road, while it is against the law. And also, inside the correctional center, why should somebody have pot and stove to cook for yourself? All those things are not safe. These are the things we'll be checking.
All right. My guest will speak on that in a bit. When are you in for?
Yeah, no, good morning.
Good morning.
I listened to your guest from beginning, and I think he doesn't want to open up. I don't know if the law that is holding him from opening up. But you should also know that if somebody is brought to the prison, where you stay is determined by how much you give to the officials first. If you don't have any money to give to them, they will take you to the hardened criminal area where you have the beating of your life. No matter how you shout, nobody will come to your rescue. they will hear you shouting, they will be laughing, including sexual abuse and many other things. They know it's normal there. But if you pray well, oh, it's like heaven and hell. They will put you in heaven. To some of their offices to stay within the daytime and sleep at night in their cell and come back like they are assisting in office work. That is the racketeering that is going on there, Eno.
All right.
I tell you, if you don't pay well, you will not even get food. The food that is brought for you from outside, the DOC will eat it and nothing will happen. You will live like bunga fish. He knows all this now. Tell us, Oga, tell us.
All right. In the course of your work, have you heard any of these things? Have you found that they actually do happen?
Yes, they do happen.
So why
they
is it
do
that
happen? Okay. I know about that. You can get a special cell if you have money to pay.
Okay.
I know about that one.
So when people are rejoicing that people are being sent to prison, people should not really, really rejoice. Because if they're going to be having a special cell, like he claimed, somebody's cooking, so they have their own kitchen, they have their... They even have the wardens working for them. They have that you're just living large. Only thing that they can't walk with their feet. But with the mobile phone, I mean, you're traveling overseas already.
But
so are they really in prison?
Look, with this new, there's a law in place.
Is it the one of 2019 that 2019, is yet to
yes.
be fully implemented? Is it that law?
It has been signed into law.
Yeah, but
on the 31st day of July 2019 by the president.
Yeah, but we're still here.
They should start using
who
it. That's the problem. The prison of the Crusader Center should put it in place and start using it. Like I was talking about it, you know, the greatest problem we have in all the prisons in this country is over congestion of the prisons. If the prisons are not over congested, people will live their life in the prison. I know that they've committed an offense, they will endure until their time is over and they'll go. But the law has made place, I mean, I've given prisoner, I mean, prison authorities.
The new law,
power to use these things to decongest the prison.
But what is happening in the prison now is that after you serve, so we are here now, we're serving the government. So if a person gets into prison, they now start serving a new government under a GOC. That's what it is.
We hear all these things.
Okay.
I've not been to prison before, but we hear them as news from
all right,
inmates who have come out of
this.
Yes.
Okay. This one says, firstly, criminal negligence, corruption, and I've read that part. Says, ask your guests whether the wardens can be prosecuted in the case of negligence or other misconduct.
They can. I've said so already.
So who reports them? I mean, this death or the killing on Monday is a different case, but when it does happen, who reports them and to whom?
If somebody dies, it's obvious the authority will know.
Okay, what other form of misconduct are there?
Like if you cause grievous bodily harm to somebody, the authority will know. Blood will flow from the person's body, or his arm will be broken, or something will happen to him. The authority will know. And there are things in place that the authority can do.
Do you know if anyone has ever been punished or they strip these things under the carpet?
I don't work in the prison.
I know.
So I don't know. I've not heard of a prisoner, I mean a warder, being taken to court for an offense.
All
like
right.
this. I've not.
Okay. What if someone is already on the death row and they die in that circumstance that happened, you know, Monday? Would their family still be entitled to compensation? Godwin is asking. Death row.
The law says if somebody dies in prison, they didn't categorize the person, whether it's on death row or not. So the law applies to it as an inmate.
Okay, so you're a lawyer, and someone's asking a question. Why has the government left the correctional centers unattended and overcrowded? So this is it. I'm saying you're a lawyer because it's part of the work that you do, you know, working with inmates, you know, and all that. Is there nothing you people can do?
That is what we did in 2018. We saw the congestion of the prison, and we went to court to release 150 inmates from Port Harcourt prison.
Okay.
To attempt to release 150 inmates. We got judgment. The state have gone on appeal.
What's the state of that?
We're on appeal.
Still on appeal?
Yes.
So how many years now?
Since last year.
Last year?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me take a call now. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, you know.
Yeah, let's hear you.
Yeah, I think we are taking this whole thing lightly because it's all about human life. Look at the way we are talking about it. Look at the scenario whereby some persons might be killed in the cell or prison without the warders knowing how it came about. All of a sudden, you wake up in the morning, you hear that somebody is dead, and you just go out there and you push out the person, and that's all. Meanwhile, there are things such that even here that goes on in the prison. At the end of the day, you find out that people are not being pursued. Tell, give me a reason why people or somebody will commit a heinous crime and will not go to the to the prison and relax and become a TOC and eat very well and take money. I was once a victim. I was put into a cell, and until I paid a huge amount of money, the TOC collected the money on his own and put inside his pocket. So what are we saying? If we have a government in the prison that somebody is a TOC, and at the end of the day, he comes out, he's being released, and comes out, why will he not go ahead with crime? It's unfortunate.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Good morning. Final question.
Good morning. Hang on.
Morning.
This is God Engineer, Colonel Melanie. As you are guessing in your studio there, that they have been collecting blood money on behalf of his claims. I have a reason why I'm saying this. In 2018 and 19, there were 120 criminal people in the Rivers State. For example, one was called Barinado Ikeng.
Okay, so you can't mention names, sir.
He's killing people. I've been killing people. And then this man went there, is our group of this. So this man go to prison and pay 2 billion naira. You are getting the studio there.
Sorry, hello, sir.
Yes.
What's the name of my guest? You're claiming that somebody paid him how much? Okay, so you would respond. He's referring to that 150 inmates that your organization was working to release from the correctional center. You would respond to that. But let's answer the question of the first person. This GOC thing happening, is there nothing, because it's not a secret, is there nothing that the heads of the correctional center can do about it, even as it is over congested as it is now?
No, those arrangements are helping them, are helping the warders.
Helping them do their jobs.
Helping them do their jobs. But if they have authority in the cell, they'll maintain peace and order in the cell. Because if you have a head,
that's the job of a warder.
No, the warder cannot stay in the cell.
You won't stay in the cell. So,
but it will be at the surrounding.
What it also means now is that the cells are over congested. They don't have cameras. They don't see what's going on. So they are like blind.
No, they don't have facility like that in the prison. Oh. Camera in the cell, Nigerian prison.
Sorry,
I don't think they have that kind of facility.
I think I'm in a different zone. So let's respond to this thing that is about the 150 images you're trying to, seek their release.
I'm surprised. From what he's saying, those 150 inmates are poor inmates. I don't even know them. I don't know them. If they can raise 2 billion for me, I will not be here. I won't be here. I would have traveled out of this country. I'll go and stay somewhere, one island, and judge them and say 2 billion. I won't finish 2 billion till I die.
I think so.
I don't know them.
How did it come about so that we get some clarity?
I went to the prison, like I said.
Like you normally do.
Yes. Then I saw the crowd. I was sympathetic. Then I went to the record. Please give me names. The record supplied those names to me. I don't even know them when I see them. They gave me the names. We started.
Based on what?
This name, these people have been here without trial. For more than 10 years.
Okay. 10 straight years. Yes, been 10 there
without trial. I took up the tax. I said, okay, I'll go to court, which is within my duty, within my powers to do as a lawyer. And apart from a lawyer, I have an NGO. I went to the court to file this matter with my money. They are not political criminals. If they are political criminals, I say, okay, yes, I'll collect 2 billion from them. But these are not political criminals. The people who can be in prison, they've not released them without trial for 10 years. You know that they don't have the means to get out of prison.
So they won't. There's no body that can raise $2 billion for this particular purpose. How much was the compensation? We're asking for $150 million from this thing, from the court, and the court gave us $15 million. If the money was so big, I would have been asking for $10 billion because they paid me $2 billion already. So when we come out, we have extra $8 billion. Nothing like that happened. I don't know where he got his story from.
All right.
Those are not political criminals, so they cannot raise that kind of money anywhere.
So in this scenario, what is likely to happen with what has happened at the correctional center on Monday? What are the possible outcomes?
The outcome is that the prison will be more secured now because of detention.
More secured in what way?
There will not be movement. Like they were not taken to court yesterday on Tuesday. I think yesterday too they were not.
People were disenfranchised.
Court. Yes, not disenfranchised for security reasons.
Yeah, but for some of them, they were not in those cells. They didn't even know what happened.
No, for security reasons.
I understand what you're saying.
The prison is a sensitive place. Anything can happen. Imagine that riot. People were trying to scale.
I mean, it's inevitable because they know that the bull are not in charge. It's just, I mean, it's inevitable. It's a natural path to follow.
You have 4,000 people who are under police
in the correctional center.
Yes,
it's not their fault.
Who want to get out of
but
the prison.
But it's not their fault.
No, it's not their fault.
Yeah, so if the correctional center is under-policed, undermanned, understaffed, they could do something about it. They could work with the new law that you talk about. Was it? The Correctional Center Service Law at 2019. They could work with that. But why are these things not happening? And why is no one bearing down on them?
There's even the sweetest part of it.
Which is?
When you commit a minor offense, instead of going to prison, they call it non-custodian measures. Mm. Where you can serve outside the prison. Like you can do
all over the state, be clearing grass there, be washing toilets,
yes. Be sweeping one particular place every day. You call to that place to sweep,
you resume duty there,
If you're still in the market, you go to that same market and start working. So people will ask questions.
So, Rwanda should not be even looking for staff and who to pack debts.
So, that will even add to the economy because who pay a sweeper because somebody has committed a crime. He will be cleaning the place. The whole place will be neat. And at the end of the day, the man don't want to do it again. It's even better than prison. Because prison, you go to hide.
You hide. This one,
you're But advanced. This one, I will ask you.
What are you doing?
What are you doing here? Well, you sweep here yesterday. You sweep here today. Are you working here?
Mm.
You will not be able to answer the question. And a prison warder will be there. Make sure that he monitors you. And you are doing that work. You come for your house to do that work. If these measures are put in, we will not have the condition. Because, imagine if we have about 300 people who committed stealing and they're taken to the correctional center. It is addition to the number.
There's already a increase
the number. So if they put this law in order, the prison will be a better place for any water to work.
And for it to be actually a correctional center not just a holding place.
Because this law even has made provision for the prison, a prisoner inside. And he's coming to the society after his term.
Okay.
They made provision for it. I don't know why they're not implementing it. If they implement this law, it will be easier for the prisoner to work.
All right.
I mean, the world has to work. Yes.
And the prison to work.
Yes, to work.
Nasiri Biloye, thank you for your time. We have to anchor the show here. We will revisit this matter. I'm sure that more information will come out once they release them to come to the court to have an interface with your lawyers. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking to Nasiru Biloye, he's a lawyer and also the founder of Access to Freedom International. My name is Enoh Gbeviri. Thank you for your time. Good morning.